The pros and cons of cover cropping in tree nut orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. Cameron Zuber is a UC Cooperative Extension Orchard System Advisor in Merced County.
Again, it goes back to what the operator wants. If they want something that can help with an infiltration problem, cover crops can be a solution to that.
Good.
Right? However, there's also some land management, but it kind of gets down to how quickly it can fix it and for how long it can do that, right? So from my experience, cover crops might, for a more established orchard that has more severe infiltration issues, because most growers who want to fix an infiltration issue probably have one that has developed over time and is pretty heavy. So in those instances, a cover crop may take a bit of time to actually fix it. If you're trying to mitigate infiltration issues, i.e. prevent them, then a cover crop can be an option to help mitigate that. So if there's a big difference on time scale when you're trying to fix an issue and if you're trying to prevent one.
So you got to look at how well cover crops will do in a situation.
And from my experience and in talking to operators, it kind of depends. But with anything, especially when you're growing a plant, you have to manage it right. You can't just chuck it on the ground and expect it to grow.
That's Cameron Zuber with UC Cooperative Extension Merced County with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.